our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to have you join us this week. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. It's a good one, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great place to learn about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that is available at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Joined this week by Eric Schwartz and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial. Eric, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. See, you get to go first this week.
I know. This is brand new.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Kyle, how have you been?
I've been doing good, Sean.
It's good to talk with both of you. We've got such a great topic, as always, a very real topic as well. We're going to be talking about financial behavior and what that does when it comes to your retirement outcome. We're going to get all the details from Kyle and Eric this morning with Money in Motion by Kloss Financial. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. So much great stuff also in the program. Another great thing is an opportunity to win a fantastic prize this week. You have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Sephora with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Little tip, if you listen closely to the program, just about every show, the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. I'll tell you a little bit later on in the half hour about how you can win that $25 gift card to Sephora. And speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, before we start this week's topic, let's actually roll back and take a look at last week's show and get the question and answer there as well, Eric.
Yes, so thank you to everybody for listening, and especially Kathy from Madison, who was our winner last week. The question was, true or false, Jim Anderson did the research to support the 4% spending rule that was first published in the Journal of Financial Planning in October of 1994. The answer is actually false. That research was completed by Bill Benjen.
Yes, and I was reading that one last week. I often kind of giggle a little bit as I'm reading some of them, because some of them are like, oh, these are great. And I loved the little trick kind of there as well.
It was a hard one.
Great work this past week as well. Don't forget, we'll have a chance for you to win another gift card again. With congratulations to Kathy from Madison with last week's winner. So you can be like Kathy as well. So, you know, today's topic, it's a real one. We're going to be talking about something that a lot of people don't always think about, which is kind of their financial behavior, kind of how you behave on a day in and day out basis. It actually matters more when it comes to your retirement outcome than markets. And I think a lot of people are pretty surprised by that. Kyle, let's dig into this. Explain.
Yeah, it's true, Sean. Obviously, none of us can control the stock market, and markets can fluctuate all the time. And obviously, long-term growth is important. It's the decisions that you make on a day-to-day, month-to-month type of basis that really, really impact this even more. And what I mean by that is, what's your savings rate, and how much debt do you carry, and how do you spend your money, right? All those little decisions add up to giving you more flexibility to be able to put more away, or just flexibility in general, which is what you want. So all those little decisions are what truly shape your financial trajectory. Most people don't just wake up at 65 years old and have a couple million bucks, right? It was strategic planning over years and years of good decisions. Because, for example, somebody who consistently 15% of their income for over those 30 years are likely to be far better off than somebody who just chases hot stocks and doesn't have a saving strategy, right? Some people say they're just trying to hit the lottery, right? Find the next Nvidia or Google or whatever it is. But honestly, that's not the way that most people work as far as being successful when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, you know, we like to say that your habits build your retirement account more than any bull market ever could. The average person isn't losing retirement security because of market volatility. They're losing it because they didn't budget, didn't plan, or spend too much.
That is, as the kids say, that's keeping it real right there for sure this morning as we talk this morning with Kyle Kite and Eric Schwartz of Kloss Financial. Great advice and guidance this morning, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, love to have you join us this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Let's talk about budgeting, Eric, and a little bit about spending as well. These are really important behaviors and really important kind of to our foundation of who we are, aren't they?
Absolutely. And I think we may need to just check in real quick and see if the kids are still saying that. But, you know, that
the kids in their 30s and 40s. But yes,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So your budget, that's kind of your blueprint. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some people call this, instead of a budget, they'll call it like a spending plan. It sounds a little bit more, I don't know. We can fool ourselves. It sounds better to call it a spending plan, and it doesn't feel like we're depriving ourselves of things. But you know, if you really don't know where your money's going, how are you going to be able to control it, right? A really simple example, tracking your expenses for 30 days. It often surprises people when they actually look and say, oh man, I'm spending a lot of money going out to eat or you know, going out shopping or whatever it might be. And they'll discover, wow, there's hundreds of dollars going towards that. Or they'll say, wow, those streaming services really, really add up, because you don't really think about it in the moment. But over time, they really can become an issue for you. And every dollar that you're overspending today is a dollar that you're taking from your future self. So good spending habits are kind of like muscles. You strengthen them over time. And when you learn to live below your means, you can create the margin to save and invest. And the other great thing is, when you retire, you have less money to replace if you are living on less. And remember, budgeting isn't about deprivation. I mentioned that here just a moment ago. It's just about being intentional. You're telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went.
Like that perspective, for sure. So talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you miss any part of today's program, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. So as we then kind of break down and getting into some of the other areas like savings and investing, how do we kind of build that? I think some of this stuff, Eric, is kind of easier said than done. How do we actually start getting into that discipline?
It is much easier said than done. And that's, for us, why it always comes down to your behaviors, right? We can't, life's busy, things happen, you know, life happens. We can't expect ourselves to always be super disciplined and make all of the right hard decisions in the moment. So what you have to do is basically make it hard for yourself to not follow the budget. So start by paying yourself first. We've all heard this adage. So before any bills or spending, set aside money for your retirement. Make them automatic contributions to your 401k or your IRA, or just, even if it's moving money from your checking to your savings every month, make it automatic. Make it right away. And don't count on yourself to actually do that at the end of the month. Stay consistent regardless of market conditions. Okay, so let's say you're investing during a downturn. Those contributions you're putting in, they can feel like, gosh, I'm just throwing this money away. But really what you're doing is you're buying more shares at lower prices, which is really good for your long-term growth. And remember, it is about time in the market, not timing the market. So it's not about choosing the perfect time to get those dollars in there. It's about making sure they're in there for longer. And also keep in mind that you should match your investment choices to your risk tolerances and goals. We've talked about this on a show before. For example, a 25-year-old saving for retirement is going to have a much different strategy than someone who's 5 years out from retirement. So the key is having a plan, sticking to it through ups and downs. And one thing we rarely hear from clients is that they save too much for their retirement. So if anything, we hear them say they wish they would have started earlier.
It's great perspective and great insight this morning as we talk with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Eric Schwartz and Kyle Kite. Of course, you can learn more about Eric, Kyle, and the whole team at Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. Phone lines are open as well. If you've got a question, love to have you join us this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Eric and Kyle and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Eric Schwartz and Kyle Kite. Of course, you can get to know Eric and everyone, and Kyle as well, and everyone else at Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, as mentioned. You get to know the team. Of course, you can also learn a little bit more about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, some great options and information up at klossfinancial.com. Sweet thing. Also, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see that little envelope that says Stay Current right there. You can sign up like I did, and number of years ago for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also linked to the most recent podcast comes with that Market Pulse newsletter as well. So you definitely want to subscribe at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number is 608-442-5637. Talking about the importance of savings this week and putting money away and of course having systems in place. And Kyle, I know one of the areas we talk about on the show quite a bit is reducing or avoiding debt. And let's talk about some of these smart behaviors we should be using when it comes to this area.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. You know, we kind of feel like a broken record because we're always harping on debt and this kind of stuff. But it's because debt is a guaranteed headwind that you're working against. What I mean by that is every month when you're paying those interest payments, that interest is working against you instead of for you. So if you can avoid the debt, then obviously you could invest that money instead and earn interest instead of paying interest. So it's very, very key to keep an eye on your debt. Everybody's going to have debt at some point, and we'll talk about kinds of debt that aren't as bad as others and things like that. There's some interesting stats out there. So currently in 2025, the average American owes about $105,000 and $105,056 across mortgage loans, home equity lines of credit, auto loans, credit card debt, student loan debt, and other debts like personal loans and that kind of stuff. So again, over $105,000 is what the average American has in debt right now. And what kind of debt matters big time, right? So high interest debt, especially credit cards, can erode wealth faster than any poor investment decision. And the reason that is because of obviously the interest rate, right? So a $5,000 balance on it that you carry on a credit card charging you 18% is going to cost you thousands of dollars over time if all you make is those minimum payments. And Eric and I will tell you, it's very hard to find an investment that's going to consistently make 18%. Whereas when you're paying 18% interest, that's exactly what you're doing. You're just costing yourself that 18% every single year. So said, credit itself isn't bad. It's how you use it. So if you use it properly, it builds your credit score, which obviously helps you with premiums, refinancing a mortgage in the future, or qualifying for better terms if you were to need a loan for something. But it's crucial to keep balances low and pay them in full every month. And especially don't fall for those buy now, pay later traps. You know, this was a big thing, especially during COVID. Everybody was 0% buy now, pay later kind of stuff. Those things can be a good tool if you use them properly, but you got to be very, very careful because a lot of those have it's 0% for a set number of months. And then if you don't pay it off within that 12 or 24 months, whatever it ends up being, then they just throw all that interest back on top of it. So you didn't do yourselves any favor. And it may seem convenient, but they often lead to overspending. Because again, if it's only $50 a month or $100 a month for 12 months, it doesn't feel as bad as writing that check for the $1,000 or $1,200, whatever it ends up being. And so that's why we are so, you know, again, a lot of debt is because the freedom in retirement comes from avoiding debt payments. So when you don't have to make that money go out every single month to meet those debt payments, you just have so much more flexibility.
So Kyle, as you know, we talk about some habits. Let's talk about kind of the other side of that, which is setting goals. And part of those habits is setting goals. That's pretty impactful. Let's talk about why that is.
Yeah. So the idea here is to take your goals and then obviously turn them into an action, right? Because they give you purpose for what you're doing. And, you know, especially when we're talking about budgeting and saving and that kind of stuff, you have to know what you're saving for and what you're working towards. So, you know, you've got to give your purpose to the money that you're saving. So whether that's retiring at 62, or maybe you're saving up for a second home, or you want to take a big trip in retirement, whatever it needs to do, you need a plan to get there. So just saying, oh, I want to retire someday isn't very helpful at all, right? Because what does that look like? But if you say, I want to retire with whatever the number is dollars by the age of 65, that's something that you can put a plan and start working towards. You got to know what you're working towards for that finish line. And then review them regularly is just as important because things change, you know. Your plan should change when your life changes. You maybe have a kid, or you've changed careers, or got an inheritance or something like that. Those are all moving pieces that could change that plan that you were working towards. And this is why it is so important to have a financial advisor that you can regularly check in and run these ideas by. And then behavior-wise, writing down your goals and tracking progress increases follow-through dramatically. being very intentional, like we said earlier, on not only, you know, what you're doing with your money, but also writing down those goals. It's a win for your mindset too, because then it just puts it into perspective of this is what I'm working towards and this is what I'm trying to accomplish.
Really great tips and guidance and advice this morning from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this week with Kyle Kite and Eric Schwartz. Of course, as mentioned, they come to us from Kloss Financial. You can learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5. 5637. So, Eric, let's talk about then protecting your progress. And we talk about the term smart risk management. What exactly does that look like?
Yeah, it's a great question. First of all, I just got to say, I can't believe CJ's missing the show this week. We're talking all about eliminating debt. This is his favorite subject, John.
I have a feeling, Eric, he is listening on the radio, pacing back and forth, wanting so badly.
Oh, my gosh. I was sitting there. Yeah, that would be good. CJ, if you're listening, give us a call. No, but like you said, Sean, let's talk about protecting that progress. So at a very basic level, we want to start with an emergency fund. And that's 3 to 6 months of essential expenses. And that's something we would want you to keep in like a high yield savings account. We want you to get some interest on that if possible, because hopefully it's going to be sitting there for a long time. But really what it's doing is preventing you from going into debt when life does throw you a curveball, right? So whether that's a job loss, a medical bill, a car repair, we want you to have somewhere you can go so that you don't have to go into debt in order to pay for that expense on short notice. And then beyond that, this is kind of getting into another area, but we want to be thinking about insurance as well. So health insurance, life insurance, umbrella, long-term care insurance. These are all financial tools designed to protect your income, protect your family, and protect your retirement. So being underinsured can turn a minor setback into a financial crisis, and that's another great way to making sure you're properly insured is another great way to make sure that you're protecting the progress you're making.
We talked this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and Kyle Kite. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. We'll kind of get some final thoughts from Eric and Kyle. We'll head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and the Kloss Quiz Question Week. All of that, we've got an action-packed final segment next here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Eric Schwartz and Kyle Kite. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Talking this week about the importance of developing good savings and planning habits. And as we kind of take things down the home stretch, Eric, some final thoughts, and let's talk about why folks should be focusing in on their behavior, and they should start today, shouldn't they?
They should. I know that the topics we're talking about today aren't necessarily the most fun things to do, you know, being really disciplined about your spending and your savings. It's not the exciting stuff, but you make financial choices every day, and those choices are going to shape your future. You don't wait for the perfect job, the perfect stock market, mostly because you don't know when that's going to come or go. Just start practicing smart behaviors right away. Budgeting, saving, investing, managing your debt, planning. Just get started. The sooner the better. Your retirement is not just built on numbers. It's built on these habits that you're actually developing right now. And the sooner you take control of those habits, the more freedom you're going to have down the road.
Really great guidance this morning from Eric Schwartz and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great opportunity there to get to know the team at Kloss Financial. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also email the show if you've got a question with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Jennifer writes in this week, she says, I just received an inheritance and I'm about 3 years away from retirement. Should I use that money to pay down debt or should I invest for the future? What are your thoughts? And Kyle, we'll send this one over to you.
Yeah, first of all, Jennifer, sorry for your loss, of course. Losing someone's never easy, but you're asking a great question. And first, it depends on what kind of debt we're carrying. So I kind of talked about this just in this last segment here, but if it's high interest debt like credit cards or maybe a personal loan, that's usually the first target that we would say to knock that out. Again, because paying off that 17 or 18% interest is like 10% guaranteed return. And like I said before, you just don't find that in the market on a regular basis. So that would be the number one thing. But if it's something a little different, maybe you were able to take advantage of those low mortgage rates we had a few years back and you locked in a 2 or 3% interest rate, you might consider something a little more blended. So getting close to retirement, flexibility and liquidity becomes a huge thing for you. And especially maybe you haven't been able to save for your own retirement, and this could kind of be the shot in the arm that you need to give you that flexibility. So keeping some of it invested, especially in a conservative, diversified portfolio, could help you in your retirement later on. Or it just could be that little emergency reserve that Eric was just talking about too. And ideally, finally, you really want to understand the tax implications, because this gets in very, very deep into the weeds as far as what type of inheritance it is. Is it a CD or money market or a checking account balance, or is it a traditional IRA or 401k or a non-qualified annuity? All of these things have different implications as far as taxes and your options and stuff like that. So we really want to understand that. Or it could just be property. You know, maybe it's rental properties or a primary residence, stuff like that. That obviously has some different tax implications as well. Again, when you get something like this, this is a perfect time to consult with a financial advisor or CPA before you make any major moves to avoid any of those big surprises. So like so much of this that we talk about on a weekly basis is that there's just no one size fits all answer. It's not a perfect little, ABCD thing. We joke that financial planning is as much art as it is science. But a good starting point is what gives me the most stability and peace of mind as I get closer to retirement. And like I said, it could be reducing the debt. It could be boosting your own savings, or it just could be a combination of both of those.
Great questions, great emails. Of course, Jennifer, nice work. You can too be like Jennifer. Submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Just head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Not only can you submit a question, you can also learn more about Klaas Financial and subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Sephora. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2025, the average accumulated debt Americans owe is over $105,000. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win this week's prize. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Eric, Kyle, it's always great chatting with both of you. You guys enjoy this day, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
We got news coming your way next here on 1310 WIBA.